Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 on Saturday here on WTIC. Just give me a summary of how Saturday went.
Saturday went great. We had a ton of cars that came through, Brian. We couldn't ask for a better day. So tons of material was taken out of the
Were you surprised by how well attended it was, even with the street closure and stuff?
Well, they actually, the town opened it up. Our president reached out to the town, and they're like, all right, they moved the barrier. So that was good. So it was all good. We had more than 70 cars swing through there, and that was an awesome.
I'm taking credit.
Yeah.
We talked about it a lot, though. We did.
Yeah, we did.
I saw, I guess, one pickup truck was full.
Full to the brim.
It's incredible, and it's important stuff. Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to talk about this visa story.
Yeah. H-1B visa issues.
Yeah. I mean, you're saying it's a net positive for American tech workers, but I thought we had a shortage of those, and this was a... It was a good thing to have internationals come in.
Yeah, so it's fine to have internationals come in. The issue is these big companies have been doing a good job of replacing American workers with cheaper foreign workers. You actually trained your replacement. So you want to kill a tech industry in America? Do that all day. And they've been doing it for years. They have been offering seminars. Remember when you used to look at the newspaper for a job?
Yeah.
They would do seminars, so they actually put the actual ads in a place nobody would look, so that you would be able to say, we can't find anybody, so we got to get H-1B visa folks in here, and they'd bring them in. So killing the American tech industry is what they've been doing, and this might stop it. And so it's got to stop, because we don't have any tech workers as it is, and we've been doing this over and over and over again.
That's weird. First
years.
Of all, I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying, but what I would say is that we still have the top tech industry on the planet.
Yeah, sure. But if you look at who's the tech industries, you know, Amazon employs more than 10,000 plus H-1B visa folks.
And who's going to pay the $100,000? Is that the individual or like the country?
No. I think the it could be the staffing company, or it could be the company itself who's bringing in the worker. So if they're going to pay the worker the same amount they'd pay an American worker, I'm all for it, right? Because you're competing in the marketplace. But right. They weren't. They're getting for a whole lot less, and you're training the guy to come in and replace you, and then you get kicked out to do the same job for less money. So that's just not cool.
Not cool.
No.
According to Eric Semmel. Again, Eric from Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 here on WTIC on Saturdays. So this Slack story.
Yes.
Is it like reverse ransomware? Is like what it, I don't
feels that way, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, kinda.
So this nonprofit, so Slack, it's software as a service. It's the cloud.
Yeah.
Right? So this nonprofit organization called the Hacking Club was using Slack for free as a nonprofit. Slack was happy to get you hooked on their product. This is all tech industries do. They give it to you for free. And then eventually Slack says, well, you know what? We're going to charge you $5,000. And they're like, sure. We'll pay $5,000. It's a great product. We enjoy it. And then they just turned around and said, you know what? We want you to pay us $50,000 in a week and $200,000 in a year, or you're going to not get your stuff and you have to get off our platform within a week. This is the cloud for you. This is a warning of software as a service.
By the way,
this is a
warning. He doesn't like the cloud.
It's right here in front of you. I mean, you're going to go after nonprofit folks and whack them for this type of fee. These are the folks you're dealing with. These companies don't care about you at all. So this should be a warning to folks to understand you need to be sure you're in control of your data. And this is Slack. How would you migrate Slack, Brian, to some other product? And how long would it take you?
I don't know.
Nobody plans that. So when you're the CIO and said, hey, I'm going to save the company a lot of money, we're going to rent
I don't
stuff.
Even know what he just said.
You just said.
Well, that's a problem, too. A lot of CEOs who are making these decisions don't know what these IT folks are saying. Hey, let's put it in the cloud, Bob. All right, sure. Is that going to cost us less? Yeah, for now. The problem is when you need to migrate off that cloud, how much it's going to cost you to do it, and how are you going to get there from point A to point B? And Slack said if you have a week to do it or your stuff's gone. Isn't that
well,
nice?
I mean, Apple does the same thing with like selling that extra storage space stuff.
Well, that's just, yeah, they're just getting you hooked on it for free, and then they're going to whack you for extra fees to store it up. So you're going to frantically start deleting all those pictures you took of your dog, 15 yeah. shots of it.
I need to.
15, like 500.
Yeah, you've been showing kitten shots already here this morning.
Listen, I have 12 paws at home.
Do you really?
In the center, yeah, three cats.
That's a lot of paws.
That's right. Unless someone got depawed.
They're in charge.
Listen, am I going to get a check in the mail from Facebook, by the way? Am I going to get one?
Only if you submitted that you're a part of the folks who got impacted by this class action lawsuit. So Facebook is agreeing they were using your information improperly.
I get that in the mail, like with the stockholder reports, and just threw it out? Would I have had the option to do that?
I don't know, but you would have had to sign up for it a while back. I think it was a few years ago.
I don't think I'm getting the check.
No, it's 38 whole bucks for those of you who are impacted, and you have 90 days to go ahead and transfer your money in there. If you did sign up for this class action lawsuit, we'll put a link to how to find out. You'll get your 38 whole bucks from Facebook. And of course, their EULA now says they can use this information anyways. And you see all these posts, I do not give Facebook the permission to use my pictures and yada, yada, yada. Guys, you're
doesn't
on
matter.
The platform.
Right. It does not matter.
You signed the EULA. They own you.
What's a EULA, by the way?
User license agreement.
Exactly. More terminology.
I know. He's so smart, he assumes
it's
that I'm
smart.
Even
nothing
close to what he's
that.
Doing. EULA. I don't know EULA from Beulah. 8:55 here on Brian and Company. We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. Again, it's Tech Tuesday, but you can listen to Eric 9 to 11 on Saturdays here on WTIC. In Australia, it's kind of a sad story, right?
Yeah.
I mean, now, did the emergency services go down because they went down, or was there some budgetary decision?
But
basically, their emergency service, and you can't say it's apples to apples relationship, but there were, I guess, a couple of suicides while they were not available. Is that what it is?
Right. So here's the thing. When IT companies are changing out mission critical technologies, you have to be sure you have some sort of failover or backup. You just can't turn off 911 for a bunch of hours and not expect some sort of result like this. So unfortunately, three folks passed because of this outage. That, again, your 911 system shouldn't be as fragile as the one firewall you're changing out. You need resiliency, you need redundancy, you need the ability to still get calls even though you're changing out the firewall. So at 12:30 in the morning they did this, and they clearly didn't do enough prep to make sure that they weren't going to impact the system, like turning it off. So 911 you need 24/7, 365 days. That should be simple and understood by whoever's supporting the tech.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Technology in the first place, and they didn't realize, or they didn't plan.
That's terrible.
It's awful. People died because of it.
Okay, I don't know how to segue that into anything else, but I will say that it seems that, you know, you're obviously the energy issue, which we talked about today, and the question you wanted me to throw in there is that it might generate that kind of energy, but at what cost, right?
Nobody ever asked that question.
No, but it's true, and because it costs so much, it really is a lost leader. And the people on the environmental side say, well, you have to do that until the cost of business goes down, and they say it eventually will. But we can debate that. Yeah. But when it comes to data centers, we know how much of an energy suck they are.
They are.
And it turns out that in Mexico, they're not ready for prime time.
Mexico does worse electricity than Connecticut. They don't understand how electricity works either. So in Mexico, they were allowed to run their data centers on 7 massive gasoline power generators for like a year. So this is
that could bankrupt a company. Like, how does that?
Microsoft's got trillions. So this is the green Microsoft, right? This is the company that wants to be green, pumping gasoline generators, running all day long, 24/7 in Mexico. You know, who cares? Mexico's environmental laws are nothing. I'm sure they're going to plant a couple trees to make them feel better. But the idea here
he's not cynical, right?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, it is ridiculous. I agree.
So the U.S. here is struggling enough to generate enough power now as well. So the largest power grid, PJM Interconnect, expects a 20% increase in utility bills for residents in 13 northeastern states due to low supply and high energy demand from data centers. So we're spinning up windmills that are going to cost us extra money to actually have green energy to power data centers to suck the life out of us as we're online with our social media. What are we doing? Not to mention the millions of gallons of water to cool.
But as a tech guy, this is what fascinates me about Eric, is that you're pro technology, but like you don't love AI for its already discussed, you know, vulnerabilities. And part of this energy suck is to fuel AI.
Yeah.
But this is also like the world we're in. We're not going to go back to Luddite. You know, like we're not going to go back. So what are you think we should do?
So it's not Luddite. To me, it's just we're just stupid about the approaches, right? So the question of how much does that green energy cost should be the primary question. And it's not. $5 billion I think it's going to take to put this thing in? How long is it going to take to – how many
But the argument is like long-term investment. That? I'm not pro or anti-alternative energy. I think we just need to find ways – right. But the point is that it's true with anything. The color TV was $1,000 until you figured it out and it came down to 50.
Right.
It's personal computer. Like that's how progress is usually made. They're usually either the consumer sucks it up and pays for it, or the government subsidizes it until it becomes cost effective.
Well,
and you're saying
when the subsidies go away for electric vehicles, do you think the $7,000 that they were subsidizing to the tune of billions of dollars is going to mean that Elon's going to increase his prices or decreases prices? If you subsidize it, guess what? The price goes up. This is basic economics. If you get the subsidy away, price goes down. So that $7,000 that we were given to Elon is going to come out of your own pocket. And guess what? They're going to lower the price that you buy the car. It's as simple as that. So stop subsidizing it and the market will prevail.
Don't mess with Eric Semel. That's the point. Right, Themis?
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.